you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
Given the chance, I'm sure many of us would jump at the opportunity to go back in time and give ourselves a piece of advice that would potentially change our lives for the better. We asked several professionals what career advice they would go back in time and share with their younger selves if given the chance. Stay with us as we share some of what they said. I'm Vaughn Davis and this is Career Talk.
I believe that it would be better to continue your education from secondary, moving up to tertiary. Because for me, I left school at secondary level. And it took me quite a while to go back to tertiary to get a degree.
What I'd done in high school was that I had chosen the wrong course. What I should have done was to go back and probably change from then instead of entering the working world with the course that I've chosen. What I would have done differently was to just go straight ahead and make the transition.
Well, I would not make a career choice so early. I would study more widely and then wait a bit before deciding what path I'd take.
Well, I would go into the rare fields, those fields that are not popular. The rarer fields now that people hardly study. You need people in those fields now, and it's paying a lot now.
Have your own business. Work for yourself. It would be the best thing you'd ever do. Working for people, you have different personalities, so it can either make you or break you. And sometimes you really want to tell them what is on your mind, and you can't. Because you're working for them.
Walk on the straight and narrow. One, two. Many times it's not what you do, but what you say that affects your performance. People interpret things different because, you know, people socialize different. They interpret things, add meaning to things. So as one person said that you have to load brain before you fire mouth.
My biggest regrets right now is that I should spend more time in studying because that's the way education will put you, you know, much further in life. And because of my setbacks, it has caused me great pain because my achievements today should be much more than where I am today.
Okay, I would tell my younger self that while doing what you love is important, a stable paycheck and the ability to take care of your family is also important. So follow a career path that is not only enriching and involves something you like to do, but is also a field that pays well.
I would tell my younger self to save as much as possible, even $1,000 every payday. Just put it on one side, hide it under your bed, hide it as somewhere.
I would have done more research on my area of interest and to see what other career options were there within the same field of work. I would have loved to have done more research about the industry and especially the salary that is offered.
Make sure it's something that you like, make sure that you enjoy it, and study. Always study, even when you don't need to, and learn something new regarding that field.
Concentrate about diversifying your studying in terms of being more worldly. So trying to figure out how you could tap into different markets, because you know you want to be an accountant, and that's all you did, study to be an accountant. And then when you get out there in the workforce, it's not enough. And then when you get older, that's when you have to go to school to do this over and all of that. So I tell myself, try to diversify your dreams.
I would probably tell my younger self that he shouldn't depend solely on a 9-to-5 to make a living, but he should probably get another job on the side, or better yet, become his own boss. Think of a business idea for himself and create a business that he could in turn employ other persons instead of being employed.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.